is to be in God's house on a Sunday morning in 2025. Because God has been good to me all these years. God has been faithful to me and my family. And God has provided and brought provision for me for all these years. And I tell you, I thank God. I can never thank Him enough for how good God is. Because God gives and He gives and He gives and He gives. And sometimes we get so used to it, we don't realize how much God gives. But He gives a lot to you and I. Because there's a lot of people at your age right now has not made it. They're now done checked out before they got to your age. Did you know that? It is God that breathes and has His way and well-beings in your heart and in your life. And it is only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. I was reading, matter of fact, this past week, those that are big baseball fans, I was reading a catcher, I believe he was, for the Orioles, and he was 37 years old, dropped dead. 37 years old. Folks, that's young. You know, it's amazing to me that we never know when God will call us home. We never know when our number's up. But I am reminded that God tells us in His Word that we are to number our days, that our days are numbered. And so we need to realize what we do for the Lord is what's going to count. It's not who you are, not how much you have, what you've got. It's what you do for the Lord. It's how that you serve the Lord and do what He's asked us to do is the most important thing. And we have to keep that in mind in our hearts and in our lives. That why are we here? We must focus in. What is the purpose? What is the plan? God, what are you having me to do? What do you want me to do while I'm living here in this life? You know, those are the questions that sometimes that we need to ask ourselves, and really say, Lord, you know, I need to take inventory in my life, because that's what the Apostle Paul says. He says to examine our lives, examine our ways, examine everything. You know, when you go to the doctor, I just went to the doctor this week to go through an exam and to get things checked out. And you say, well, Pastor, why do you go to the doctor? Well, I want to make sure that everything's doing good in my body. I want to make sure that everything's functioning like it needs to. I don't want to be a surprise. And I go to the doctor and he says, well, if you'd have came and saw me two months ago, we might have been able to do something. But now, you know, our hands are tied. So what do? We go to get examined because we want to make sure that everything's okay in our bodies, that we can continue to live a life that God has given us to live. And so that's the way it is spiritually. We have to examine our hearts and our lives. We've got to examine where we stand spiritually. And that's a good thing for us in 2025, is that we need to look at our Christian walk. You know, are we a disciple? Are we a servant? Are we doing what God wants us to do? And so this is going to lead right into my sermon today, because I'm doing a brand new study on maturity. And I'm praying that as I speak to you today, that it'll be a word of encouragement to encourage you about growing in the Lord and how that we mature as we grow. Even spiritually, I know physically we're growing. We grow every day. You know, there's certain things that we our bodies that we develop sometimes, but then there's other things that takes place. And even as a babe and as youth and as a teenager and as young adults, you know, we're growing in that capacity. And so with that, God also not only wants us to grow physically, but He also wants us to grow spiritually. So we want to look at this. But if you would stand with me across the building, we want to read Galatians 2 and 20 as we read every Sunday morning. And let's read that today. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen. You may be seated across the building today. Today I want to share with you on a maturity series, sermon number 2. And this is the second one in that. If you missed the first one, you can go back and look at that as well. It's on our website of www.vfclexington.org. Go into the media section and you can see my sermon from last week. And so we keep those up for you that if you've missed something, you can go back and you can listen as well. Again, thank you for the share buttons that you're sharing. Please continue to share Victory Fellowship. Continue to like Victory Fellowship. If you've never hit a like on Facebook, I know a lot of our young people are Twitter and TikTok and all this other stuff. They tell me, my daughter tells me, she says, Dad, Facebook is for old people. And I said, okay, well, I'm getting old, so I'm in that category. But some of the young people don't get on Facebook. But I want to say today, if you've got friends and loved ones, please let them know about your church and like us and follow us. And so that will be a tremendous blessing to this church. We want to continue to reach out to each and every one. If you have your Bibles today, though, I'd like for you to turn with me to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the 18th verse. 2 Peter 3 and 18. The title of my message today in the maturity series is What We Need to Know to Grow. What we need to know to grow. And what I mean by that is what we need to know to grow spiritually. Not talking so much on physically, but I want us to look at it spiritually today because we're looking at this. And so we need to know how to grow spiritually and how that we don't want to be the same that we were in 2024, 2023, 2022, 2021. My point today for you is to grow much greater than you did back in those years. Now you're now at 2025, and we want to grow even more and more of the knowledge of God's Word. And so today I'm going to share with you a few things that's going to help you what you need to know to grow spiritually in God's Word. And let's read this passage of 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the 18th verse. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Let me read it again. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. I want to look at this passage here just a little bit as we see this unfold. According to Oxford Dictionary, maturity means to be fully developed or fully grown. According to Oxford's Dictionary, maturity means to be fully developed or full grown. In other words, being that you are as it becomes all that you hope to be and all that you are as you grow and develop. And so we want to look at this a little bit today. God's great plan, as I was sharing with you, brings birth. It brings growth in that birth. And also brings maturity, which you begin to mature. Many believers never mature as intended. I want to say that again. Many believers never mature as intended. There is a lot of people that claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're not growing. They're only carrying it in namesake. And I want you to know today, it's more than just saying that you are a Christian. A lot of people will say that I'm a Christian. And they'll use that word, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Yeah, I go to church. And people says when they go to church, that means that they are a Christian. Well, that doesn't mean that you're a Christian because you go to church. It doesn't mean that you're a Christian because you do great deeds. It doesn't mean that you're a Christian because somebody told you that you were a Christian. Where you become a Christian is that you become the disciple. Jesus says that if you're going to follow me, you've got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about a name tag. It's not about a name to just throw, I'm a Christian, just lightly. Because when you become a Christian in the Lord Jesus Christ, you become a servant. Jesus says, I didn't come to be served, but I come to serve others. You become a servant. And a lot of times we get that mixed up. We want everybody to serve us. Serve me, but we're to serve others. We are to help others. We are to encourage others. We are to lift one another up in prayer. It's not about me. It's not about you, but it's about the body of Christ, and that's how you mature in Christ Jesus, when you get your eyes off yourself and get your eyes on Jesus Christ and what He has commissioned you to do a mission and to do a work for Him. Because it's about Him. It's not about the pastor. It's not about the laity. It's not about the deacons. It is about God's people and us doing the work that He has called you and I to do. Yet many believers never mature. Too many spiritual babies. Now, I want to share with you today, God does not want us to be just spiritual babies forever. Yes, when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time, we are babes in Christ when we've never made a profession of faith, when we've never accepted Jesus. Yes, because we're learning. The Apostle Paul says, I would love to give you the meat. I'd love to give you more, but I can't because you're a babe in Christ. And so with that, we have to grow. And not only do we grow, but we mature in our growth, because what we hear, as the Bible says, we are to be not just hearers of the Word, but we are to be doers of the Word. We are to do what we hear of God's Word. And I want us to look at that. Go with me right quick to 1 Corinthians 3 and 1. That's in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 3 and 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it. Even now you are still not able. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy and strife and division among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am Apollo, another says, I am Paul, and another says, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believe as the Lord gave to each one. Now as we look at this passage here a little bit, I'm going to give you a rundown a little bit of what God's Word is saying here. You see, there was a church at Corinth, and I had talked about this before, how that there was some issues going on within the church because there was no growth. There was no maturity going on. There were still some that were babes in Christ. In other words, they were dabbling a little bit of the world, and yet they were dabbling a little bit of Christianity, and they were trying to mix that up. In other words, they wasn't sold out to Christ. They were allowing other things become their gods, and they began to look at other things, yet they were coming in the church acting like a Christian, acting like that they were something. But guess what? The Apostle Paul could not give them the meat of the Word because they were still have a carnal mind. Their mind was still within the world. And so I want you to know today that some begin at this church at Corinth, they begin to say, well, I'm under the ministry of Paul. And some says, well, I'm under the ministry of Apollos. Well, I'm the one, you know, that I'm under him and I'm under him. And it kept bickering back and forth. And yet, they still begin to get their minds off the main thing. Folks, I want you to know today, you've got to keep the main thing in your walk with God. Don't let people discourage you. Don't let people bring you down. Don't listen to people and negativity of what's going on around you. Don't look at the things that looks negative, but look at the positive. Look at the bright side. Look at the side of what Jesus is wanting to do in your life. Jesus wants to move, and he's wanting to grow you. He's wanting to mature you. He's wanting you to develop within your heart, in your mind, that you stay focused in on the main thing, keeping the main thing, and don't deviate, don't go off in other directions, but keep your mind focused on the cross, focus on what God wants you to do in this brand new year, because he's got great and mighty things in store for you. Don't let the enemy take charge. Put the enemy under your foot. He is a footstool. Stomp on him and move forward. Hold your head up high. Give the world a smile and let them know that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in charge and he's going to take control of your heart and your life. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Yet we see indications of spiritual infancy. Gripping instead of gratefulness. Argument instead of action. Following men instead of the master. How can one get on the grow? How can they begin to grow? How can they begin to develop? I want to leave you a couple of points today. First, we must know how to feed ourselves. We must first know how to feed ourselves. Nobody's going to feed it for you. You've got to feed yourselves. Now, when you're a baby, you can't feed yourself. Mom and daddy has to feed you. You have to depend on mom and dad because they're the ones that's going to help you and giving you nourishment in your body. You've got to depend. But there comes a time, there comes a day where that you're not a baby anymore, that you are growing up. You know how to put a fork in your hand. You know how to put a spoon in your hand. You know how to put food in your mouth, and you don't need help because why? Because you're growing. You're growing now. You don't have to depend on somebody. Now that you're able to go to the potty now, when you were a kid, when you were a baby, you couldn't go to the potty. You had to wear diapers. But now you go to the potty because now you know to go to the bathroom. You know not to wear diapers. Why? You're growing. You're growing. That's the plan. That's what God has designed, is for you to grow. Just as you grow physically, God wants you to grow spiritually. He doesn't want you talking about each other, putting each other down. Listen, let me tell you something today. When you talk about a brother and sister within the church, you're talking about me, because I'm connected to my brother. I'm connected to my sister in the Lord. You know, it's not for us, because we're immature when we're doing that. We're not maturing. When we mature is when we pray for our brothers and sisters. If one has wronged you, if something has happened, you're to pray for your brother and your sister. You're to lift them up in prayer. That's being a mature Christian. That's not being a baby. That is mature, because now you've been through that and now you are growing up and you're getting mature. And maturity is taking place in your life because you're growing up in the Lord. That's why, and let me share with you, that's why we struggle a lot of times. That's why we face a lot of issues, because we don't give it to the Lord, because we're immature to give it to the Lord. Because we haven't grown up. We haven't got mature in the Lord. When things go our way, it's not for us to blast it on social media. It's not for us to go to him or to her or to somebody else. It's for us to take it to the Lord in prayer. And if there is a brother and sister in the Lord that you trust and that you believe, then you're to pray with them. They are to pray for you. They are to encourage you through the things that you're going through. That's being mature. That is letting maturity take place in your life, because you're not letting all the things around you disrupt you, but you're allowing the things that are around you to cause you to pray and begin to touch the throne room of God, so that you can develop in your walk with God, and you will know as you mature that God will give more into you. The Word of God will come alive in your heart and life, and the Holy Spirit will work through you as you mature in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desires the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. In other words, a baby realizes that it needs milk. It needs nourishment. But you're not to stay on milk all the rest of your life. You are growing. So as you grow, you don't give baby hamburger meat to eat. You don't give a baby a steak to eat. But when he gets old enough and he has teeth, then he can begin to chew. And he can begin to eat hamburger meat. He can begin to eat steak. He begin to eat solid foods the older he gets. Why? Because he's developing. He is developing the same way it is with us. It's not for us to have milk all the time. It's for us to grow with the milk, but then eventually we begin to get solid food. In other words, we get more into God's Word. And God's Word begins to strengthen us and begins to help us. Let me share a story with you here. A pastor had dinner at the home of a couple in his church. And after he left, the wife said to the husband, "I think he stole our spoon." This bothered her for a whole year. And a year later, the couple had the pastor over for dinner again. Unable to resist, the wife asked, "Did you steal our spoon last year?" The pastor replied and says, "No, I put it inside your Bible." Folks, I want you to understand, it is very, very important that we stay in God's Word. That pastor was checking out his members, letting them know that the spoon that he was at the table with, he put it in their Bible. And all year long, they had not opened up their Bible, and they thought the pastor had stole the spoon, and the spoon was in the Bible. Amen. All alone. Amen. Folks, I want you to know today, it is so important that we know the Word of God. Amen. That's how we mature spiritually in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Well, Pastor, how come you need to get into God's Word? How come you need to read God's Word?" Because the enemy is lurking. The Bible says the enemy is out to kill, steal, and to destroy. He'll do everything he can to keep you from coming to church. He'll do everything he can to keep you from opening up your Bible. He'll keep you doing all these things to keep you busy and preoccupied by everything going on, that you have no time to sit down in a quiet room, or sit down enough to pray, to sit down enough to read God's Word. He will allow other things to come in to take place. You need to know that's how a Christian matures, when you know what his devices are. Because the Bible says we need to know what the enemy's devices are. You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. The devil doesn't never sleep. He never sleeps. You have to have sleep. I have to have sleep. You have a conscious and subconscious. Your conscious is in the day. Your subconscious is at night. He never sleeps. So he's lurking. He's always trying to keep you from not going to church, keep you from not reading your Bible, keep you from a lot of things. That's why we need to mature in God's Word, and we need to grow in God's Word. Proper food for proper growth. So much available that is not wholesome. Violence in the news. We see that. Too much entertainment that goes on. Immoral plots and drama. Each believer must develop a strong devotional life. Start the day with God and His Word. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says this. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A work who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Approved of God, taking time for thanksgiving and prayer, taking time to thank God for all that He's done. Philippians 4 and 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known by God, known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Don't meditate on garbage. Garbage is nothing but garbage. If it's garbage in your ears, it's garbage coming out of your ears. If garbage is going in your heart, garbage is going to come out of your heart. But whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is good report of the Lord, then think on these things. Think on the good things. What are the good things, Pastor? His Word, the Holy Word, the Bible. That's a good thing for us to think on. That's a good thing for us to read. We need to read it like a newspaper. We need to know that God is with us. God has His sources. He is now bringing us the resources that we need, and that is to get into a prayer closet. It's for us to get into God's Word. It's for, again, for us to pray and fast. It is so important that we stay connected with God and not so much connected with the world. If we stay connected with the world, it's going to sap our victory. It's going to sap everything out of you if we stay connected to the world. But when we stay connected to Jesus, Jesus is going to build us. He's going to help us. He's going to resurrect us. He's going to bring us exactly what we need, not so much of what we want. Finding faith is the builders for the day. Psalms 119 and 9. How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That I may what? Hide your word. In other words, when the enemy comes, you will know to speak the word. You would say, get thee behind me, Satan. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There's no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, these are things that we have to speak about so that the enemy does not have a heyday in our relationship with the Lord. Second, we must know how to allow others to feed us. Not only do we feed ourselves, but we must know how to allow others to feed us. Hebrews 10 and 25. Not forsaking the assemblings of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Time and time again, as we see one day after another, day after day, I've noticed that churches are slacking off of membership. It's slacking off. Growth is slacking off. It's fulfilling the Bible as we see this. But guess what? Jesus says, don't back off. Jesus says, rev up. Because what? We don't need to forsake ourselves. Because we're assembling ourselves together. We're encouraging one another. When I see you, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. We're encouraging one another when we see one another. That's maturing in Christ. That is growing in Christ when you become faithful to your local church and you do the work that Christ has called you to do. You're being faithful to the very end, and that is maturing in Christ. The importance of the church in maturity. Ephesians 4:11 says this, and he himself gives some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and unto the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth, this is a mature Christian, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things, that's maturity, into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joint knitted together, by every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. It's not the pastor that builds the church. It's not just the laity that builds the church. It's not a deacon that builds the church. The body of Christ all builds on God's kingdom. That causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Love hides the multitude of sin. We've got to love people where they're at. We've got to be fishers of men. God does the cleaning. We do the catching. We have to bring them into the house of the Lord and let the Holy Spirit have His way. We must know how to allow others to feed us. Church attendance is vital to growth. Gifted people called to feed us, Christian fellowship to encourage us, opportunities for service to strengthen us. Reading faith-building books is what we're needing to build our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our walk with God. Expecting God to speak to us through others. Expecting God to speak to us through others. Seeing Christ in the lives of other believers. Third, we must know how to walk. We must know how to walk. Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Grieve not the Spirit. Ephesians 4:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Quench not the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit. Walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4, the Apostle Paul writes and says, therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 6:7, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. Walk worthy of the Lord. Colossians 1:10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Walk circumspectedly. Ephesians 5:15, see that you walk circumspectedly, not as fools but as wise. Walk in love. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and given Himself for us and offered a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Walk in light, Ephesians 5:8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. My fourth point is this. We must know how to reproduce. We must know how to reproduce. In other words, when we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we accept Jesus Christ into our heart and life, then guess what? We become a servant. You become a disciple. You begin to grow. You begin to understand what the Lord is wanting you to do. We must know how to reproduce. In other words, share with others what God has shared with you. It's never for us to hide our walk with God. It's never hide our Christianity with others, but we are to share with others. We are to reproduce. Fruit bearing reproduction. The fruit of a tree is another tree. The fruit of a Christian is another Christian. When God wanted a fish, He created water. When God wanted a tree, He created the earth. When God wanted man, God created Himself. He wants the very best for you. He wants the very best for you. And listen, if we see nature as it is, and we see everything that's around us when we go out of this building and we look at everything, there is a plan, there is a purpose. Again, you're not just merely existing just to exist. There is a reason why you are here. You could have been living in the 1940s. You could have been living in the 1800s. But now you're living in the 21st century, and God knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Now think about this. God knew you. God knew that you'd be right here. God knew that you'd be right here at Victory Fellowship. God knew right here at this time that you'd be in, here in 2025. That's a God that we serve. That is a God that knows you and I inside and out. The Bible lets us know as well. Andrew led his brother Peter to Jesus. John 1 and 41. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated as the Christ. 3,000 converts begin to take place at Pentecost. Acts 2 and 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. There was no internet, there was no phone, there was no communication, there was nothing. Everything was word of mouth. And 3,000 was added daily just by speaking with their mouth. Early believers kept multiplying. Acts 6 and 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and great many of the priests were obedient to faith. Believers who reproduce thrive and grow. Let me say it again. Believers who reproduce thrive and grow. You will grow every day stronger and stronger and stronger when you can share with others about the Lord. Checking our devotion, checking our worship, checking our walk, checking our witnessing. How do we measure up today? Let's get back to the basics of growth. We've got to come back to examining ourselves. That's where it begins. We have to examine ourselves. As Paul says, we have to examine to see, are we of the faith? Let's become mature Christians. Let's don't walk around with bottles in our mouth. Let's not walk around with pacifiers in our mouth. Let's grow. Let's grow in 2025. Let's mature in 2025. And I promise you, when you grow and develop in your walk with God by reading the Word of God and by praying, the disciple says, "Jesus, how can we heal? How can we do what you ask us to do? Because it's not working for us." Jesus says, "These things come by prayer and fasting." And that's how things begin to take place, folks. We've got to pray not just for ourselves, but we've just got to pray for others. You know, I want to leave something with you. We live in a society that everything is about me. It's what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it. Everything's about me. Notice that the world is not thinking about others. And folks, I want you to know today, everything is not about you. It's not about me. It's about what the Lord Jesus Christ is wanting you and I to do day in and day out. And listen, let me say this. You don't have to go to a third world country to be a missionary. You are a missionary in the United States of America. Because we're living in a generation now that's starting to know not God. We're living in a generation where that they need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. there is anything and everything that's going on but the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, that's what God has called us to do. He's commissioned us to mission. And we are to do what He asked us to do until He calls us home. Stand with me across the building today.